Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQM, and free on the Audacy app, AUDACY, free in your app store. You guys can use the rewind feature and catch us whenever, wherever we're meant to be together. I'll be here. You'll be near. And that's the rest, my dear.
Okay.
What's going on here? What's going on?
Shakira.
You know what? I knew that sounded familiar. I don't like it. Why you gotta go that route?
Is that the lyric though? Man, I've been saying.
I mixed two songs. I just don't. I didn't know any other sticking point for Shakira other than Shakira.
That's great.
We'll talk to Anthony Chang here any minute. He should link in with us here, and we'll talk a little Miami Heat with him as the Heat have the 20th pick in tomorrow night's draft. You guys can get our coverage tomorrow here on 560 WQAM. Myself and Solana will take you guys up until the 20th pick and have all your coverage. I believe we'll have some Heat great stop by along the way, have some fun there. Mock drafts out today. They're all getting updated and getting all excited. We know Cooper Flagg, the flying intangibles, is going to be going number one overall.
He's got mad hops too, though. Let's not.
He does. He definitely does. And I'm sure it's going to be a scene tomorrow when he gets drafted. Somehow, some way, the Dallas Mavericks get gifted Cooper Flagg right after losing Luka Doncic.
Well, we know.
Wink.
Mm-hmm. That's right, though, because I got my eye on someone no one's mentioning.
Who's that?
Igor Demon is probably not how you pronounce his name. It's probably Demon, but.
Why do you have your eye on him?
6'8", point guard, Russian.
Oh. Worked out for the Panthers.
Come on.
Worked out for the Panthers. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas. On sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And there we will find the great Anthony Chang, Miami Heat beat reporter from the Miami Herald. Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm good, buddy. My first question to you is, what were your plans on Sunday before Kevin Durant ruined them?
I actually was home that day, which was good timing. It wasn't bad timing. The day before would have been bad. I had my daughter's dance recital. So I'm glad it happened on Sunday. I kind of had a feeling it would happen by the end of the weekend. So I was like, Sunday, I'm going to watch the Panthers parade. I'm going to stay home, see if there's news. So it, all things considered, when it could have happened, it was good timing.
What was, your level of surprise that the Heat didn't pull in Kevin Durant? There was, it seemed like some momentum was building from them from all the rumors and rumblings that were out there, but ultimately he ends up with Houston.
I wasn't too surprised because I knew they were going to draw a line. And I had, I mean, other teams had more assets to put in the Durant trade, right? Houston, San Antonio. San Antonio really didn't get involved, but Houston had more assets. Minnesota had more assets. They probably should have been more, I don't want to say desperate, but more eager to get a Kevin Durant, because they felt like Kevin Durant, Houston puts them in a contenders. I mean, they're already contenders, right? But with Kevin Durant, now you could put them among the top five teams in the league, right? With Durant in Miami, yeah, he would have made them better, but are they a title contender? I think most would say probably not. So I think it just made more sense for Houston, and they also had more stuff to give. So I wasn't too shocked. I mean, too shocked by the news. And again, just throwing the fact of knowing that they weren't going to put in everything to get KD. I mean, this was the same thing at the trade deadline. They had a chance to get him. Phoenix wanted too much. The Heat weren't willing to give up, you know, Kelo Ware, all their young players, their draft picks. And we saw the same thing this time around, where they had a line they drew and they weren't going to go past it. And they really didn't budge.
Well, Anthony, first of all, this guy right here now all of a sudden tries to be reasonable radio guy. But I was saying the same thing, that all these other teams have so many more assets to offer. And he wasn't having it. Now, all of a sudden, he's open to the conversation, which is amazing to me. That being said, based on what the Heat offered, I came to the conclusion they weren't as interested as maybe we thought they were. Because there is no way you could think. Because here's, the Heat know what everybody else has to offer. Sure. So you know you have to be in the ballpark, you know, to maybe... And maybe your player is more appealing, and then we can work out the draft picks. But if you don't put anything out there that's appealing, and all these teams have all these assets, how can you think that, you know, to me, it just seemed like, to me, based on what they offered, the Heat weren't as interested as we thought they were.
Yeah, I think they were scared off, obviously, by his age, he's gonna be 37, injury history. Like, the thought of, what if we give up Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez, these salary fillers, right? These big contracts we could maybe use another trade, multiple picks, or even one first round pick, and then he gets injured midseason, right? I know that's a what if, and you never know, but he is going to be 37. Can you depend on Kevin Durant to play at a high level through a long playoff run? We just saw in the playoffs this year, right? They're grueling, long playoffs. All the injuries this year, so it's tough. Like it's you have to weigh the pros and cons. Obviously, they're interested in Kevin Durant. I mean, he's an all-time great, still one of the NBA's top offensive players.
Right.
You look at his level of efficiency, amazing. But I think what we saw was, A, they were scared off by his age and injury history, and also kind of like they were faced with the reality of maybe we're not a Kevin Durant away, right? Like maybe that's kind of the decision that, you know, they met, they talked it over, what are we going to do? What are we going to offer? What does Kevin Durant do for us if we give up these pieces and we deplete some of our depth? Where are we? Maybe they came to the realization that, look, that's not enough. So kind of a tough place to be if you're the Heat or a Heat fan, but I think that's kind of what we saw in the last few days.
And I think my unreasonableness yesterday and why I was just upset, is it just I don't really know where the direction is here then, right? Because they're going to be faced with this decision on Tyler Hero's extension. And we know, like, in this new NBA, like, hey, won't you kind of invest in your top two guys? Investing in a third is very tough. It's very punitive. And if you don't feel close, hell, you can see some of the decisions that have to be made around the league. And so I'm just wondering, if you don't think you're a Kevin Durant away, then what does it say about what the organization truly thinks about Bam and Tyler being atop the organization? And do they have to come to some kind of decision there with them?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting question. And that's why it's going to be such an interesting offseason, I think, because they do have to pick a direction, and that Kevin Durant decision might have been them signaling what direction they're picking, right? This team is never going to be a total teardown and the complete rebuild and trade everybody and trade and just hoard 15 draft picks. That's not what they do. But could you see some type of rebuild? Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, unless Giannis becomes available and you surprisingly have enough assets to get Giannis, which they haven't had enough assets to get any star the last 5 years, right? Unless that happens, like, that's kind of like the direction they're being forced to go. If you bring back most of this roster and without a significant star addition, you can't be in the luxury tax this year. Not because of money, but you're facing the repeater tax if you're in the luxury tax this year. It's just not smart business-wise, basketball-wise, the limitations that come with that stuff. you're probably going to have to shed money to get under the tax just because it makes sense, because you're not a true title contender. So they're going to be forced to pick a direction unless something surprisingly happens and comes up and there an opportunity comes up to get a superstar in the next few months. I think they're going to have to pick it in the, that direction they pick is going to be probably to do a little bit of a rebuild, because that's really their only choice at this point.
Are you shocked that the way they talk about Kalel and Jovic, yet the way they played them doesn't really match up to what they think of those two guys? Because Kalel couldn't get on the floor in the beginning of the year, sure. And now they're saying we can't trade him. We can't get rid of him. Well, he should be farther along, because I think you should have just took your lumps early on. You won 37 games, and you still have questions because he would sit on the end of the bench after 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's a fair point, but I will say the counterpoint is toward the end of the season, Kalel Ware was a big part of what they did, right? The last 3 or 4 months, I mean, he was a starter. I know in the playoffs, kind of got played off the court a little bit, matchup-wise, his first playoff experience. But for the most part, he was a full-time starter those last 3 or 4 months. And Jovic, before the injury,
He was good.
He was playing maybe his most consistent – in his most consistent role yet of his career, most consistent basketball of his career. And I think the Heat, during that flash before the hand injury, they were playing better. Jovic was a big part of that. I'm not saying Jovic's injury is why they won a 10-game losing streak, but there was that correlation of Jovic goes out, they start losing a bunch of games. So I think, you know, yes, they didn't play a ton in the early in the season. Jovic lost his starting spot. He fell out of the rotation. But the second half of the season, Ware was obviously a full-time starter. And Jovic, if you take away the injury, which is, you know, lost month and a half or so, he would have been a big part of that rotation as a sixth man. So maybe Jovic starts this year, maybe he doesn't. But I think if he's obviously still on the roster, he's going to be a big part of what they do. He has to be at this point.
Right. How much of this, and I tried to put myself in the Heat's position, and how much of this, because we've been saying this for the last 3 or 4 years, if we were healthy, this would be different. And they've been saying it because they've had key injuries for the last 3 or 4 years. And every year they'd come back because they don't really know what they have because everybody's been banged up. I don't think they played the same starting five, 50 games.
Yeah.
So how can you evaluate your team and your players when every one of them has missed substantial time other than Bam?
Yeah. I mean, this year, Hero and Bam were pretty healthy. Your two best players are pretty healthy.
Right.
Yes, Jovic missed time. Ware really didn't have any big injuries. It was just kind of here and there, maybe miss a game or two.
Right.
Hawkins had his little, you know, in and out during the season. Terry Rozier was available most of the season for all the rotation. He was available. So injuries weren't as much of a problem this year. I just think it was more the rotation was always in flux because they were trying to find something that worked. Obviously, the Jimmy stuff played a role in that. But when your rotation is in flux like that, and it's not because of injuries, it's more just because of trying to find some formula that works, usually means you're not a very good team, right?
Right.
So I think that's the bottom line here is they found something that kind of worked down the stretch with Alec Burks and Davion Mitchell in the starting lineup, got them into the playoffs. You know, they used that lineup in the play-in tournament.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
But yeah, I think everything's on the table now. If they bring back most of this roster, we know Bam and Tyler will probably start, or will definitely start. But beyond that, you think Khalil Ware starts. You would think if Davion's back, Davion starts. But who knows? Davion could be coming off the bench next year. So I think, yeah, I think we don't know kind of what this rotation will look like because there were so many variations of it last season.
So you had a little reporting on the status of DeRozan, DeMar DeRozan, and Jonathan Kuminga, and where the Heat's interested is. Can you give us, I guess, the latest on where the Heat's at? Because their name was kind of kicked around with rumors there as backup plans. So do you have anything on that as far as where they stand or may stand with those guys?
Yeah, I know that the Heat has been linked to them by multiple reports the last week or so. Barry and I touched base with both those guys as of, I think it was Sunday. Was that the other Kevin Durant trade? I'm losing my track of days right now. I think as of Sunday, both the Heat has not been in contact yet with either of those guys, and either, you know, in regard to either of those guys. So obviously that could change. That was Sunday. The Kevin Durant trade just happened. Maybe yesterday or today that changes. But as of Sunday, there had not been any contact, in, you know, in regard to both of those names, DeMar and Kuminga. DeRozan is interesting. I know Heat fans aren't super excited if they get DeRozan, but his contract is interesting because he only has $10 million guaranteed next season, which is pretty good contract, right? Like if you're looking for 2026 cap space, and you know, yes, it's that $10 million, but it's not $30 million. So if you can get off a bigger contract for DeRozan, and you're able to save money next year, that might be appealing to the Heat while also getting DeMar DeRozan. While, yeah, is he going to make you a championship contender? No. But could he help your offense? Yeah, why not, right? Like, it doesn't hurt to have DeMar DeRozan. And he would take some of the pressure off of Tyler Hero. So we'll see. But, yeah, as of Sunday, there had been no traction.
So you're basically saying Kuminga's too expensive?
Kuminga could be too expensive. I mean, he's younger. Right. He has more upside, obviously, than DeRozan. Right. You kind of know what DeRozan is. But I mean, you're kind of taking a chance, right? Like sometimes that works out. You look at the Pacers, like they got a bunch of guys on their second contracts and that worked out for them. You know, guys that didn't drop, I got them young, got them in the second contracts, and it kind of, a lot of them hit. Maybe Kuminga's that type of guy, but yeah, I mean, he hasn't shown the ability to be like an all-star yet, right? Like he's on flashes. So how much are you willing to invest in a player like that still has a lot to prove? That's really the big question.
One of the things that I thought was interesting, at least I don't think I read that, but in your guys' reporting, it didn't seem like Duncan Robinson was in the talks. Now, he's got a bit of a weird contract. Can you explain a little bit about like where things stand with Duncan and, you know, his deal? Because it's not fully guaranteed, but he has to pick like a date. Like what's the deal with Duncan Robinson's contract?
Yeah, he basically has until Sunday. He has a decision to – he has an early termination option in his contract that would make him an unrestricted free agent. But if he – bypasses that early termination option, he would have $9.8 million of his salary guaranteed, which his full salary is $19.8 million, but he would have $9.8 million guaranteed. So it would still be on the Heat's books. At that point, he obviously wouldn't be a free agent. And the Heat would have, I think, until July 8th is the day to waive him and save that $10 million, the additional $10 million off their books, which could be helpful if you want to get Davion right under the tax and you want to shed money. Or the Heat could keep him past July 8th. His full salary would be then guaranteed. I think he would be on an expiring contract. So maybe he can talk to himself into saying, well, you know, we're already paying him the close to $10 million. Let's just guarantee the rest of it. He's an expiring. He's a guy we could play. That's obviously good, right? We, you know, he's useful. And then he's an expiring contract. So maybe a contender wants a really good three-point shooter in Duncan Robinson and will take on that contract as an expiring deal and we can use it as an asset. So Duncan has a decision to make right ahead of Sunday. We would think that he would not exercise the early termination option. You would want that $10 million guaranteed.
Right.
But then the ball's in the Heat's court of like, what do we do? Do we cut him and save the $10 million? Do we keep him past that day because we're already paying him $10 million anyway? It's going to be interesting to see. One other option I know that's been explored, I don't think it's likely, but it could happen. Duncan could use the early termination option, become a free agent, and kind of renegotiate with the Heat a new contract. Of, let's say we're going to give you the $9.8 million you had guaranteed, let's say this year. Mm-hmm. And then we add two more years to it. And let's say it becomes a 3-year, $33 million contract. Not terrible for a guy like Duncan Robinson, right? He's one of the NBA's top shooters. That's an option. I don't know if Dunker would do that, right? Because if he thinks he can get the $10 million he has guaranteed plus more money in the free agent market, why would you do that? But it is an option that the Heat has and that Duncan has if they want to explore that.
Talking to Anthony Chang, Miami Heat beat reporter from the Miami Herald. And as far as Davion is concerned, do you have any thought on like what his market is? Do you have any idea like what the rumblings are as like what it may take to re-sign him? Because it's kind of harder for me in today's NBA. I don't know what a guy like Davion Mitchell deserves or gets because like the money and the contracts are so crazy. So do we have any pulse on like what it will take to re-sign him or what the market may be for him?
It's interesting. I've seen it all over the place. Like I spoke to somebody during the play-in tournament last year, I remember, and that was when he was playing really well. It's like, what do you think? I mean, Davion's playing awesome. Like, do you think he can get the full mid-level? They're like, I think he'd be lucky to get $5 million. I'm like,
really?
So there's a lot of people that think he's going to get the full mid-level. So it's really hard to judge. It really comes down to, do teams think he could replicate that run he had with the Heat last year? Because he plays
like important role, though. You can move Tyler off the ball. And they've been looking for somebody like that for 2 years. And Tyler always ends up handling the ball. So if you can move him off the ball, bring Davion up with the draft coming up. Yeah. They're supposedly going to take that point guard. He takes the Davion role. And now you got Davion and you got Tyler together.
And defensively. I mean, you need someone to be able to, you need a point of attack defender. They haven't had somebody like that in a long time.
Right.
Right. I think he's going to get more than $5 million. Obviously, I think he's going to get closer to the full mid level. Maybe he won't get the full mid level, the 14.1, but I could definitely see him getting into double digits. Right. So, how far is the Heat willing to go? Did Davion play himself out of a Heat return because he played so well? I do expect him this week, maybe even today, we'll see, to extend a qualifying offer of Davion to make him a restricted free agent, which gives the Heat an advantage in bringing him back because they'll have the opportunity to match. But again, he really can't be a tax team this year. I mean, they could, but it doesn't really make sense for them to be a tax team this year. So it's like it's being creative in trying to bring Davion back at probably a, you know, not a huge salary, but, you know, a good chunk of salary and still find a way under the tax. And does that mean cutting Duncan before July 8 and saving the $10 million to open up that room to bring Davion back? Does that mean trading something, making a trade to shed some money to free up that room to sign Davion? There's different ways they can go about it. But yeah, I think that he would love to bring Davion back, but it's going to depend on what he gets in the open market, really.
And they appreciate the time, man. And enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy draft night tomorrow night. See you at the arena. And enjoy the rest of your day, man. Thanks for joining us.
I was going to say, Brent, I think I should be the one interviewing you after your viral rant. that was spot on. Well done. Well done.
Hey, man. Like, look, I'm just frustrated. You know me, man. I want the big names. I'm spoiled. But
yeah, but I'm just confused. The big names don't make sense.
That one made sense. No. To me, it made sense.
Yeah, it made some sense. But I think it was well said what you... I think you kind of represented a lot of feelings for Heat fans. So I'm not surprised. I actually saw it live. I had just been happening to listen to the show in the car while you said that. And I was like, oh, this is going to get popular on Heat Twitter. I kind of saw it happening. So I was surprised when I saw it all over the place a few hours later.
Yeah. Will my name be on the list tomorrow is the question. Be like, I think
you're banned.
You.
I don't think your fingerprints going to work. No.
Like first the Jimmy Butler question. Now this, you're out of here.
Yeah. You're out of here.
Go watch it from the Hooters over at Bayside.
I'll bring pizza to you outside the arena.
Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Bye guys.
Anthony Chang, Miami Herald. Go check out his work. He does great work. Him and Barry Jackson have been on all of this stuff for your off season. They do a great job.
Do you feel better?
Do I feel better?
I can tell like you're trying to be professional while getting irritated because you understand the reality of all of this, but the Tobin in you and the show pony in you, it won't let it set in.
I feel like I am handling it well. I think that again, I think I am handling it well. I went a little mad yesterday and I broke a little bad yesterday, but I thought it was warranted. And I think there still needs to be things that have to be answered. I get what Anthony's saying. Like, look, again, I think that when we were joking about the Kevin Durant pursuit, we're like, yeah, this probably ends with them trading for DeMar DeRozan to save money and resetting. But, you know, God, am I sick of that? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, this is going to be another year. And I just feel like the direction of the organization right now is just treading water, Leroy, and that's just not their standard.
Can we look at it this way? I would say DeMar DeRozan offensively is very similar to Jimmy in how they do things, right?
Yeah, I would even say that like, you would say DeMar is probably a little more polished. Like he's got that beautiful, beautiful jump shot, beautiful mid-range game, all that stuff.
Jimmy is much better defensively.
Yep.
So that's where we go there. But what if I give you DeMar DeRozan 75 games? It's going to look a lot better than it actually may be simply because you're going to have some continuity. That has to kind of mean something that, hey, we got a guy who's durable, who's going to give us everything, who's going to be out there regardless, and who's going to, you know, play 70, 75 games. And if you just had that the last 2 years, would you be in a better place now?
We'll take a break here on the show. Lots more to get to, including the mixed bag. Take a break. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.